They said, why give this troublemaker a piece of law? And that's when the notion of priest fought. But he was a troublemaker. And you ask yourself, what kind of troublemaker am I? There is a troublemaker that got God on his side. There is a troublemaker that's landed and on his way to destruction. And there ain't no God on his side. What kind of troublemaker are you? To stop the troublemaker. They thought that Jews should have nothing to do with the Gentiles. Peter was a good preacher, but he was a true preacher. He had to preach to the Jews. And he didn't have anything to do with the Gentiles. But when God made you the right kind of troublemaker, you're going to do somebody some good. Just make trouble all right. How I asked some of the Jews, didn't have nothing to do with the other people. Didn't some of us like that. How can you say you're a child of God and hate somebody else? That's not where you are. Be a troublemaker for Jesus. Yes. Tell them what Jesus said. Yes. He said, slap you on one cheek. Now I beg to turn the other. Yes. It's hard to do it. Yes. He said, love your enemy. Yes. Do love to them. How I persecute you. Yes. When you do that, you're a troublemaker for Jesus. How I owe all this time. How I'm a troublemaker. And Paul said, when I passed by every morning, I saw his imperfection, and unknown God, whom the people in the city, my God, I got every day here, I got every day, I that God, I laid the foundation, of the whole world, I place a song, in a silver socket, in a trunk of your back, now we don't want to hear about Jesus. He was never known to you. And he doesn't kill him. Now Paul said, yeah, I know he killed him. But he rose again. I said, take the hold. He laid his hand on me. And I asked him who he was. And he told me I'm Jesus.
Troublemakers, home Jesus. Troublemakers,
You know what I'm talking about? He was so kind. Son went down in the middle of the day. Those that trouble him on every side. He looked at them. They were scared but shot. The nails of feet. And if I wanted to be a troublemaker like they are, I could call my father. And he'd send me to the lane to fight my battle. But I ain't gonna call him like that. I said, Father, Father, what you gonna tell him? Won't you tell Father to rain down fire? Father, what you gonna tell Father? We done beat you. What you gonna say now? Forgive him.
It's all right.
They stay on the battlefield. You're going to be picked and gone. You're going to be talked about. You can have a load on your shoulder. And it won't seem like nothing. If you are troublemaker for Jesus, your load will seem like. But Jesus said, come to me, all that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. That rest in Jesus. Where I go, because I'm trouble. Troublemakers. What kind of troublemaker are you? If you've been out in the streets, stay on out there. If you've been around dope, stay on out there. But you're going to make trouble, tell them it ain't no good. It won't do you no good. If you're around the winos, keep on going around and say, I've been there and it ain't no good. I know some that'll do you some good if you clean your heart and get your mind right. I know some will go in you and it'll make you feel like a boiling fire. It'll make you fall. It'll make you feel that I'm all right. Tell a little about it. Follow me. There's a whole lot of you that I'm gonna stop. Don't you know Daniel was a troublemaker? Enoch was a troublemaker. Elijah was a troublemaker. All of God's children are troublemakers. I was preaching once that I was young. A lady told me, she said, you ain't nothing but a fool. She said, look at my son. He out there having a good time. And you out there tearing your body down to them old primitive backs. Say, it ain't no good. You ain't gonna get no worse. Enjoy yourself. She didn't know that. I was enjoying myself better than her son. But you know, in Israel, that I preached a son still. Troublemaker, and he got shot. Don't you know, troublemakers out there for the world ain't no good to you. But if you're troublemaker for Jesus, you understand the Holy Spirit. You have to look just. If you're troublemaker for Jesus, you understand hiding in the grace. All the hope for all the trouble that Paul made. When Paul got ready to die, Paul said, I fought a good fight. You'll find you're a troublemaker. But I fought a good fight. And I finished my hope. Yes! And get ready to lay me on Nero's chopping block for being a troublemaker. But temporarily, I'm ready to be off of the time of my departure is not at hand. My God. The labor for me, I crowned the horizon. And he told the church, you won't see my face no more. I'm going on making trouble. They said, don't go. They gon' beat you, so that's all right. They said, they gon' beat you 30 times. Paul is saving more. He said, that's all right. I'm just not ready to be beat, but I'm ready to die. For Jesus' sake, how do you feel about it. If I were you, I'd be another kind of troublemaker. Troublemakers for Jesus and troublemakers for the devil. It's about 99 to 1. If I were you, I'd be a troublemaker for Jesus. I tell my friends goodbye. I'm going home to my Lord. I'll be like the prodigal son. I say, I'll rise and go to my Father. I made a little trouble there. I say, oh, Father, I'm not worthy. I'll be called your son. But just make me one of your highest servants. Can you see? Around my family, if you've been born again, this is your family. Jesus. He said, the day is of our Lord. The heart of your heart. Come on home. And he'll fight your back. I know him. Yes. Come be a troublemaker for Jesus. You're a troublemaker, isn't it? Why don't you be one for Jesus?